Until 3, this is Peter Bell on 6PR, the voice of Perth.
6 past 1. Well, it's approaching crunch time for our nation's most elite athletes. I'm talking about prospective Olympians as we close in on Rio. And I thought it was worthwhile for the few months leading into the Olympics that we learn a bit more about some of the possible Australian Olympians who will be representing our great country. Our first guest on our Road to Rio segment is kayaker Steve Bird. And Steve joins us. Good afternoon.
G'day, Peter. Thanks for having me.
No, well, I'm thrilled to have you on board. Straight away, I'm going to ask you, how's the training progressing? Because Rio's not too far away.
Yeah, training's great. Training is moving along really nicely. As you say, it's crunch time, so really just looking over under every stone and trying to sharpen that focus even more. So, it's going well. Just trying to stay relaxed as well. You know, you can get really uptight during this period. So, letting it flow, letting it happen, and actually just being happy is actually pays dividends in the end.
I would imagine, Steve, that one of the really important things for all athletes is having a sort of unimpeded run through to selection. How have you been from an injury perspective?
Injury is good. I've had a niggle in my elbow for most of my career, and that's just a matter of managing it. But it hasn't flared up in a long time, and the body's great.
You competed in London, finishing sixth, I believe, in the K2. That was with Jesse Phillips. This time you're going it alone. Is that right? In the K1.
Well, it's kind of not clear in terms of selection.
Right.
I mean, the K1 is clear in terms of being a selection event, but we're still waiting on a few things for the K2. But we'll do both at selections just to kind of appease whatever does come to fruition.
Sure.
But I'd love to go again with Jesse. I love paddling in team boats. It's a lot more fun. You get to share experiences and things like that. But if it comes to a point where it's just a single, then, I'm happy to go it alone as well.
My apologies for that. That was a misunderstanding on my behalf. Hey, Steve, where did you get your start? I'm led to believe that you had kayaks in the household from a very early age.
Well, I grew up in South Africa. I moved over to Perth 8 years ago now. And, in South Africa, kayaking is a school sport. And it's very competitive over there, actually. Mm. And so my brother, who's 7 years older than me, he started it to get off the cricket field, actually, in the hot summers. And I was soon being dragged around the South African countryside to canoeing races, kayak races, and my folks bought me a kayak for myself when I was 8 years old at that stage. And then ever since then, there's just been kayaks strewn across the garden.
Do you remember, Steve, I'm sure you do, was there a moment when you defeated your older brother?
Yeah, there was. There was quite a few moments. He's physically, you could say he's physically superior than me. I'm 6'4" and he's 6'7".
Wow.
And he's very strong. So, it just got to a stage where, it takes a lot of passion to follow the Olympic channel, at least, for kayaking, because there's many forms of kayaking.
Yeah.
But following the Olympic form is very, it takes, as you would have known, it takes just a lot of discipline and self-motivation to go there. So, I just was like a bit of a dog with a bone more than he was. And managed to pass him.
Steve, to be successful in the sport, just tell us about the key attributes. No doubt stamina, power, how is technique, how does that provide you with a great advantage?
Absolutely. It's all those things that you just said coming together as one. And as I mentioned earlier, you can have all the attributes and work on them and execute them very well, but in the end, it's a day-to-day, grind of three sessions a day, and your environment actually becomes the most important thing. The people in it, and the way that you look after your body and things like that. But sure, depending on what race you do, because in the Olympic program, you've got 200 metres and then you've got 1,000 metres. Mm-hmm. So as a 200-metre paddler, like myself, it's, yeah, all the attributes that kind of go along with being a sprinter. So, you know, explosive power, having a good start. You know, my race lasts 35, or in the K2, 32 seconds, sure. And then about 35 seconds in the K1. So, there's not a lot of margin for error, but certainly power and speed endurance is extremely important.
Steve, besides being in the kayak and, say, in the gymnasium doing your leg weights and core stability and all those sorts of things, what other sort of hybrid training can you do?
I've recently, for a year now, been at Northcote Surf Club.
Oh, okay.
just to mix it up, and as I mentioned earlier, I just kind of get away a little bit from that three sessions a day grind in the kayak, and it's been fantastic. I mean, along with it comes a whole new group of people, new environment, and things like that. So I love doing all the beach events and getting on a ski. There's so much variability in the ocean. Sprint kayak is very refined. When you get in your boat, everything's perfect, everything's set up. Whereas in the ocean, you get out there and you train for an hour and you come back and you got bloody chafe on your bum and, you know, it's chafe on your feet, and it's just a completely foreign environment. It's actually, as much as that hurts, it's actually very stimulating to be in an environment where it's always changing. The ocean's always changing. There's waves. There's other athletes trying to, you know, that can potentially, you know, mess up your race, whereas sprint kayak, you're in lanes, kind of similar to swimming. There's nowhere to hide. Ready, set, go. And
I'm sure you don't spend too much time looking in the rear view mirror, but just for the sake of the audience, what do you recall about London, the way you felt, the way you performed?
Well, it's difficult. People ask me that quite a bit, and it was just, the atmosphere was so great that, and our rehearsal of our race and our race plan and things like that, it was almost kind of like autopilot, really, from start to finish. But I remember more than ever just going, you know, weirdly enough, you know, don't just do your job, you know, don't stuff up, don't do anything in these next couple of strokes that is going to hinder the boat moving forward. But, we were extremely chuffed to be in the final. It was our first major A final. So we had a great race in the semi and made the final. So that was huge for us. So really, in the final, it was just a matter of, let's see what we can do here. So, the atmosphere, as I say, was incredible. They actually played this sample of a heartbeat, of a pulse, over the main loudspeakers.
Right.
And that didn't help at all. It was kind of like, is that my heart, or is, is that
what? Why do they do that?
I have no idea. Just to make the competitors cut themselves even more, I think. But the announcer would announce all the boats, and of course, when the GB boys were announced, the crowd just went mental. And then when we got announced, my mum on the bank, she went mental. and then, you know, there was a hush sound and then this pulse. Doo-doo. And, that was bloody terrifying. But, you don't look back, and, we executed a pretty good race.
Good on you. So we have the Nationals at Champion Lakes in March. You're hoping clearly to perform very well. Then what will be the process after March?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've actually got two sets of trials. The way that it works for us is a best of three situation. So you've got to win twice. Mm. And we're actually leaving on Thursday. We're about 3.5 weeks out, actually, from trial number one, which is the Oceania Championships in Adelaide. So hoping, you know, to get a win there. And then actually the Nationals in Perth from the 2nd to the 6th of March, they will be the second trial. So hopefully, you know, one more win there and you're on the team, kind of thing. But after that, cheapest, Pete. I haven't even thought about it. At this point, it's very much just one step at a time, one session at a time. and just trying to maximize that session. And you know, also maximize the things that we have to achieve off the water in terms of food and yeah. sleep and things like that. So, you know, baby steps, one step at a time, and it's easier to comprehend the occasion that's to come when you chip away at it like that, rather than be like, you know, after this I'm going to be like that, and it's yeah. just a lot for the brain to handle.
Yeah, I understand. We're speaking to Olympic kayaker Steve Bird. Steve, now would be an opportune time if you do have a sponsor. I know that you dedicate all your time to training, and you couldn't do that without the support of some people. Is there a sponsor you'd like to mention, just to give them a bit of thanks?
Sure, absolutely. So, I mean, the WA Institute of Sport supports us. You know, they have done for 8 years now, or for me, 8 years. And my partner, Jesse Phillips, he's part of the furniture at Waste. Yep. But in terms of all the high performance areas of our performance, they sort that out. They pay for travel and things like that. But in terms of day-to-day living, Jesse and I are extremely fortunate to have Briety on board. They're a civil and mining contracting company based in South Perth. And, they pay the bills. They put food on the table for us and allow us to, and I've mentioned a few times, training three times a day. It's extremely disruptive.
Yeah.
There's no way that you can hold a job. And we have extremely flexible work with them. And it's actually a very mutual relationship where we're quite involved in the company with doing a lot of presentations, a lot of motivational speaking to teams within the company and also to clients. And, it's provided a real amazing opportunity from a professional point of view for us, you know, to learn what it's like in that corporate world and just see a completely different world outside of a kayak. It's challenging as well, and it's a great new stimulus. So, yeah. Briety is, a fantastic a sponsor of ours through the CEO, Peter McBain, who's a fantastic example to us as a leader. And we're actually going over to South Africa this year to do a two-day river marathon with him in a three-man boat.
Hopefully he's been training hard, Steve. On behalf of everyone here, I'd like to thank you for your time this afternoon, and we'd like to wish you and Jesse all the very best as we close in on Rio, and I hope it all goes your way.
Thanks very much, Peter. Good to chat.
There's Olympic kayaker Steve Bird, along with his partner in the K2. That'll be Jesse Phillips, and Steve will also be having a crack at the K1, depending on a few intricacies within the sport. This is Road to Rio. We're going to interview a few athletes as we close in on the 2016 Olympics.